You came to the U.S. as a dancer.
I did.
Was that and do all dancers bring a percussion element to their presentation, or is that something you pick up in progress and in the process?
Well, you know, I started dancing first when I was at a young age. And then after, you know, I got the dancing a little bit, I, over the years, been picking up percussion because, you know, the nature of the way they teach us to dance is they teach you, you know, while they're playing the percussion with their mouth, you know, so the dance teachers that I came across would all always teach us dancing without the drums. So that way, you know, you learn how to, you know, play the drumming patterns with your mouth, be self-sufficient while you're practicing or learning. And then, so that's how I started. And that really helped me when I wanted to try my hands on percussion.
It sounds like, or just from what I've read, you've traveled really the world from that dance orientation with that percussion. I would love to see you with somebody like Bobby McFerrin and all the body percussion and mouth percussion that he does. I think you two would be a natural fit together.
that would be amazing with some dancing too.
Some dancing too, right? Your music has appeared on George Corleone's Afropop. Raul DeGama says you're an ethnomusicologist delight because of all the things that you bring with you. The dance, the percussion, the guitar. You taught yourself to play guitar?
Yes. Yes, it's been quite a journey. You know, I have always heard certain sounds in my head. And to really bring out these unique sounds, I always have approached people who play guitar and it's to play the sound that I'm singing with my mouth, and it never come out quite the way I wanted it to come out. So I decided, well, maybe I should learn to play it so I can, you know, play it myself. And so that's how the motivation for playing the guitar started for me. So then I hopped on YouTube just to learn how to play some Ghanaian style, palm wine guitar style. But then after I learned some few basics, I decided that I have a unique sound, so I should just focus on, you know, crafting that unique sound. So I didn't really take lessons from people or like, you know, say I want to play music that sounds like this guitarist or this guitarist, but I just wanted to play what comes out and what I hear in my head.
There is an amazing music scene in Ghana. A couple of weeks ago, my wife and I tuned in and found the Music Awards. So maybe that's all the pop sound of Ghana. You seem to come from a traditional orientation, as well as working with the diaspora and all the musical influences that came from West Africa, that go back into West Africa, New Orleans, James Brown, Fela Kuti, and these other Ghanaian artists that we are just learning about, like yourself.
You know, since being in America, I've gotten exposed to a lot of different genre of music in the Americas and all over. But so my music the goal always for me is to build on this strong foundation of Ghana and Africa, but I also want to show my own progress, but also to do it in a way that the traditional sound or my upbringing or my background is still the foundation buried on in there, and to really to create music that honors where I came from and where I have been and where I am now. And so because all of it is part of me, and it's good to honor every part of that journey.
I am so happy that your sound and your approach has won some fans in the Academy. You've got some very nice endorsements and commissions from people studying what you do, not just in the African oral tradition, but in or from the what you learned from the Ghanaian fishermen, but in all of the other indigenous stories and storytelling and musical forms that you're discovering. Even the big issues of the world, climate change, economic development, cultural preservation. Amazing that music carries all that luggage for you.
Yes, yes. You know, I found that my people, which this is what really inspired me to want to work on this Jakumumo project, my people who are fishermen, in Accra, on the coast of Ghana, the problems they are facing, you know, due to climate change, due to the movement of the ocean inland, and you know, literally places where I used to play on the beach is in the ocean right now, and so. I don't know what to call it, if it's climate change or whatever it is, but I know that the physical evidence is there whenever I visit. So I want to talk about it. I also feel like the problems that the people in Accra, the Gadangbe fishermen, what they are facing, that same problems is the same, globally, with other fishing communities, so it is we're singing and talking about one small community from Ghana in Accra, but when you come to many parts of the Americas, many parts of indigenous communities, they are facing the same hardships and problems. And the goal is to, through the Jakumumo project, that I'm able to learn something and bring it back. What are they doing that is helping their community, deal with the hardships of climate change and all the unknown that they are facing? And then I can bring it back and share with the fisher folks from the communities where I grew up.
I want to just point out that your visual sense, not just the amazing album covers that you've had over the years, but the videos, particularly from this project, Wole Wore, you are visually just creating an amazing film experience, video experience. It's unlike almost anything I've ever seen come out of West Africa, South Africa, Nollywood. You have a great team putting together videos, and that vision is just beautiful work.
Thank you.
Let's get to a couple of the tracks. Thank you for sharing them with us. First, let's talk about Wole Wore. What's the story of that song?
Wally Wahey. Wally Wahey is a song. I find that with Mayan culture, a lot of things are fading away. And one of the things, in Mayan culture that I feel is totally getting away from us is language. And once you lose your language, your culture is in big trouble. And the language, for those who live in Ghana, and those who are Gadangbe who lives right in Accra, don't see it as much as those of us who have removed ourselves looking at it from the outside. Things like names of the months, like January through December, is not used in the language at all anymore. People would say last month, next month, 2 months before, you know what I mean? So the word Wally Wahey means we know who we are. It's an attempt for me to inspire younger generation to really take a critical look at the language, especially how we use our language, and how to really get closer to elders who are holding the true value of our culture, and so that they can release it to us in a positive way that makes us feel proud again about who we are.
The dance track, I think this one is headed for the charts, and I can't pronounce it properly. So, Srotoy?
Srotoy, yes, Srotoy, yes.
That's the party jam. I'm playing that one at my parties.
Srotoy also, not until I came to America, I realized that part of my story, the heavy, heavy part of my story, is the influence fishermen had on me. And they are the cultural bearers of my people. They do the same things. Basically, they don't like to not do anything that is not aligned with our culture. So this is a song that talks about the different types of fishermen there are. There are fishermen who goes in the morning, fishermen who goes in the afternoon, fishermen who goes and stay on the water for a week, and all these fishermen have the same problems, but they also enjoy life the same way. And I just wanted to honor them, and that every style or way of fishing is valuable to the communities. And a lot of times, people really don't realize the fish we eat on our plate, what goes into catching that fish.
No, you're
There's a
right. We live in Colorado. What do we know about fish?
lot. Yes, but I'm sure there are native communities who also rely on salmon and all, and the way the fish and what they are allowed to catch and at what time and all of that. There's a lot of process that goes into that,
A new voice for the fishermen. Welcome to the conversation. Hey, let's finish with this. When people come to your concert, what can they expect? Dance, percussion, amazing guitar work, songs? Is there a group experience? How do you describe your concerts?
The concerts for us, especially Jakumumo, this is a chance for us to first connect with the audience, the community, but also show a culture that is celebrated through music and dance. And during this show, there is beautiful dancing, beautiful singing, guitar work, but music that sounds old and new at the same time. And on top of that, during the recording of this project, I spent a lot of time with fishermen, actual fishermen who I collaborated with them to write some of these songs. Songs like, there is a song that talks about that we are all one people. If I cut myself, the blood that comes is the same color, no matter who you are. And these songs, when you hear them, sometimes you think there are songs that have been there for a long time, but they are new. And we write it so that they sound like that. So we will project two films. We'll project two films of the fishermen singing together. One of the films shows, my hometown, Kokrobite, where I grew up. We showed up to film fishermen pulling canoe out of the water and working on their stuff. And we thought there were going to be like maybe 30 people, and there were hundreds of people on the beach, and we were able to capture it. So the audience will have a sense of, the fishermen were singing about, what do they look like? What, how do they work and all of that. So all of that is, so it's a multimedia performance.
I hope that you teach us a little bit of the chanting. We asked for Agash, and so we'll play a little bit of that. But in a classic West African style, a little call and response. You call it out, we'll respond, and you can bring us together in that way. I look forward to that.
There will be for sure.
Okaija Afroso, who is appearing in Denver later this month. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on this interview. I really do appreciate it.